The Philadelphia-based ensemble Dolce Suono is forging new territory in the world of chamber music. Founded in 2005 by flutist Mimi Stillman, the group has already made a bold mark on the musical landscape of Philadelphia with innovative programming and commissions of new work by today's leading composers. This past season, the ensemble made its New York City debut at Symphony Space. Now WRTI's Susan Lewis considers the music, motivation, and moxie of Dolce Suono.
While chamber music can sound delicate and refined, it can also be brash and bold.
I don't know anybody who automatically thinks chamber music is going to be just dainty or just polite.
Mimi Stillman, who at 12 was the youngest wind player admitted to Curtis, points out that chamber music got its name not because of its style, but because of where it took place.
It developed as a genre literally because it was played in chambers or smaller rooms.
What does distinguish chamber music is the intimacy, with each musician listening, giving cues, reacting in a musical conversation. The experience attracts a wide range of musicians from other performance settings, such as organist Alan Morrison.
You're feeding off of each other's energy and not necessarily depending on one person. It's a whole group depending on each other as a whole, which makes it very exciting when it clicks.
I really appreciate the opportunity, not just for the chamber music in and of itself, but also because it adds to who I am as an orchestral musician.
Yumi Kendall says playing chamber music develops skills she takes to her role as associate principal cello of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
The breathing with my colleagues, you can see our bows sort of lift up together and land at the string, hopefully around the same time.
Yumi Kendall and Mimi Stillman were friends from Curtis, where Alan Morrison is now head of the organ department. Stillman, who also studied music history at the University of Pennsylvania, says musical genres evolved over time.
Late Renaissance, early Baroque, when composers were beginning to develop some of the genres we today associate with it, the string quartet, Haydn did a lot to create that. There's sort of a blending of what we would say orchestral, solo, chamber at that time, and gradually the disciplines became more crystallized.
In 2005, Stillman founded Dolce Suono, which he likens to a repertory theater company.
In that we have a cast of characters, and we kind of form into different ensemble configurations depending on the repertoire we're playing. One of our main ensembles is the trio of flute, cello, and piano with Yumi Kendall and Charlie Abramovic. We do music with flute, strings, and harp. We've been very active lately commissioning works for Pierrot Ensemble, which is a mixed grouping of flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and percussion.
Although the name means sweet sound, the sounds Dolce Suono creates run the gamut. Baroque composers, to be sure. Baroque music is much richer and more diverse than people realize, says Stillman, pointing to Georg Philipp Telemann as an example.
The whole 18th century thought in terms of music is eliciting the affections or moods or passions, emotions, the way we would think of them today. So one example of this is his movement called Réjouissance, which is a rejoicing. And not only is it happy, but it's very virtuosic for the flute.
Dolce Suono also performs music not long off the press, or the computer. In its first 7 seasons, the ensemble has appeared with and played the music of a number of award-winning composers, including George Crumb, Jennifer Higdon, Ned Roram. Its 23 premieres, and counting, include works by Richard Danielpour, Stephen Mackey, Stephen Stuckey, and Shulamit Ron, who was the group's first composer-in-residence and artistic co-curator in the 2011-2012 season. Stillman's interest in history has led to thematic programs that place music in historical and cultural context.
It's part of this rich tapestry of music, visual art, culture, the world of ideas. I think it always enhances our performance to be approaching music on many different levels, from the most micro, what am I going to do with that note or that phrase, to the most grand, sweeping, what is the context of Debussy, and what do we want to say about that? So we can explore Baroque trio sonatas looking at all of Europe and the kind of history going on at the time. We will often pick a composer that's having a major anniversary.
When Dolce Suono embarked on a celebration of two pivotal 20th century composers in its recent two-year-long Mahler 100, Schoenberg 60 project, it was by no means the first time Metropolitan Opera bass Eric Owens had sung Songs of the Wayfarer. It was, in fact, one of his signature songs. However, he'd never before been asked to sing it in Chinese.
I don't have that textual sort of grounding that you marry the text to the notes and it sort of you can learn it easier that way. I found it with the Chinese that I'll hammer away at it for hours and I'll come back and look at it and it's like I'm looking at it for the very first time. It's kind of odd.
That same project involved 10 artists, 6 commissions, a series of open rehearsals, outreach activities, a masterclass with Curtis, and a search for a harmonium, although in the end, a Yamaha digital piano may do. High energy, innovation, and new combinations are all part of the spirit of Dolce Suono, a whirl of activity fueled by intellect and passion, and a willingness to float new musical ideas.
What I have to keep in mind is not to have preconceived notions when you go to program. You know, start with an idea. Don't think that people are either not going to like it or going to think it's too adventurous or not. You never know. You could play the thorniest new music and have people really excited about it. By the same token, you can get a huge energetic vibe going with pulsating Baroque excitement.
Chamber music has evolved over hundreds of years. Today, it's not confined to chambers, nor limited to any particular instruments. With a continually expanding repertoire, it can be a reminder of our musical history or a glimpse of our musical future.
WRTI, Susan Lewis. Dolce Suono's 2012-2013 season, focusing on the chamber works of Claude Debussy, begins in October.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.